Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cebbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with the cast and director of Three Nights a Week, the opening night film of the Critics Week, Florent Guelou, Pablo Paoli.
We knew he was coming.
I know he was coming.
But okay, Paoli, I love it as well.
And Romain Eck.
Yes.
Well, Florent, why did you choose to tell this story, and what was the trigger to it for you?
The beginning of the story was meeting Cookie, actually, because I met her at her show 6 years ago, La Jeudi Barré in Paris, and it really amazed me. I was fascinated by the art of drag, and since I became a drag queen myself, and I wanted to tell a story about the difference between the magic of a show and the reality and what the artistry of drag and ghost. And this is why I decided to create Baptiste, to fall in love with her and discover all that universe.
Yeah, actually, the very interesting thing about Pablo's character is that he is a straight guy that accidentally got in touch with the drag world and completely falls in love with it, and falls in love with the drag queen, and falls in love with the guy behind the drag queen as well. And this is all new for your character, mm-hmm. right, Pablo? So how did you work around this?
I tried to just put aside the homosexuality thing and just fall in love. I don't care if it's a woman or a guy, just love is international, I guess. So my main focus was just to watch her and watch him and just fall in love. Florent has managed to direct me through the eyes, not many words, but just by the looks. So just, yeah, looking at her, looking at him, and just fall in love.
Because it was really refreshing to watch this, because it's not very common to have such a kind of love story, because there are many more stereotypes normally around a straight guy that finds out he's gay and falls in love with a guy. There is a lot of drama, a lot of crisis, mm-hmm. a lot of melodrama too. Why in this movie everything is very soft and very fluid.
Yes.
Which is nice, right?
I think
it's about damn time.
Oh yeah, oh, you're telling me. Come
there's
on.
No,
yes,
there's no more debate around this. Love is for everyone.
Least, yeah.
Why it is always a debate around this? It doesn't have to be violent, it doesn't have to be. Love is soft and pure and true. So we just have to follow this path of hope and yeah, from to be real.
Mm-hmm. And not to be drama queens.
No.
Talking about drama queens, Romain / Cookie. Cookie Conti is your character,
yes,
in real life. So
it is, yeah.
You were playing yourself. If you were playing, but it was yourself playing yourself.
Exactly.
Which was this. Can be tricky, is it?
It can be tricky just to put the, you know, a bit of depth between yourself and your true, like the actual persona that you built for yourself and the one that was written through the eye of Florent. So it wasn't that tricky, but it was just an experience to work around that, this is a struggle bustle today, sorry. No, it wasn't that hard. It wasn't about that. It was just working with my persona through his eyes. So it was another new experience for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, the fact that Florent decided to show the world of drag from behind the scene,
yeah,
in such a true way, I think made the film work, because everything is... so realistic, and you can tell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Romain, and you can tell it is. And you know, the struggle, the pain, the hours of makeup, mm-hmm. and dress up, and physical demanding. Exactly. So this choice that you made, Florent, to be so realistic, was it because you felt like it was due to the drag world, or because it was like more cinematic? I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I think more of everything. It's because it's my taste. Actually, I think realistic details bring emotion and they bring humor too, because it's very funny to know all the secrets behind the magic. And actually, I feel like Cookie was very trustful and very generous because you let me borrow your creation and add some fiction in it.
Exactly.
And yesterday you mentioned that it felt like a vessel.
Yeah, I mean, Cookie is a vessel, so I let him speak through my persona with what he had in mind for the character, and I could compose around it as well. So it was really interesting to play that part. But as we were speaking about the realistic aspect of it, it's because I think it shows that we are all humans after all. So this is all about that. And it's just a love story between two human beings.
Yeah. Which is exactly what the RE of Baptiste slash Pablo are telling us. So this, the thing that, have you thought that this film could be an opening eye film for a lot of straight audience that doesn't know exactly anything about the surface of the drag world?
For me, it is, because it was for me.
So
I didn't know anything about the drag world, nothing.
So it's basically a documentary. It's
not for me,
yeah.
So yes, my character represents the public's eyes, I guess, and I was as well discovering everything.
And actually, the way that Florent wrote the film is that your character set up an example of how to look at this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to be afraid of, not to be put aside by it, and just go with the flow and enter it with open heart and open eyes.
I'm thinking about this right now, about his name, Baptiste. It came from baptism, so it's something new, something to go on with the life, and this is his new life, his real life, I guess, the true one. He's finally available to be who he should be. So I just love this name, Baptist, with the baptism thing. I think it's very clever of you.
I didn't even think about it, but it's true. You're right. It is a baptism. It's the way that he's introduced into this whole community with its own lingua and all habits and, you know, codes, and everything is so it's overwhelming, I guess, for him. But he takes it with a lot of candor.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of candor. And I think that's what's important about it, is that the public can and should be interested in this world. I mean, could be interested in this world and shouldn't be afraid to fail and not to have all the codes. And it's not something so dramatic that you should, you know, just...
Yeah, all the philosophical and mental structures that normally are applied to that world are taken off.
Mm-hmm.
So
I didn't want to go into that narrative. I didn't want to be homosexuality to be a problem. The problem is the work. The problem is that Quentin is already married to his drag persona because there are already two persons into his life.
Yeah.
So he's not available for love.
Well, I feel like that's what's happening. It's Quentin has his own path and career, and he lets love get in. And I think that's what happens with Baptiste as well. He already was in love, but it's never about being gay or being bi or being anything. And I think Avzerzi, that she plays Samia, did a great job with having her be like just a key to understanding that this wasn't about the fact that he was interested in a guy.
Yeah.
It was about just, they're struggling in their relationship, so there's, you know, so many things happening around that.
And there's a line from her in the movie. She's saying to me, "Do you think you have something to live, to experience?" And this is without any judgment. It's very, very pure, I guess. So we were in love. We're not in love anymore. But we respect each other, and if you have something to live, go over there.
And this could be a very, very educational role for tons of people, you know.
It was for me.
So besides you, it would be educational for other people to see how you can approach difference and diversity.
Yeah, exactly.
This is it.
This is what I'm
saying. I have a question about the choreography and the music numbers.
Yeah.
How did you come up? Were your music numbers, Cookie, or were made up for?
Actually, it was part of the writing. I wanted every show scene to say something very important to the narration.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first time we see her perform, I wanted to show that she was a great artist. She is a great artist. And this is another reason why Baptiste falls in love with Cookie. Mm-hmm. Because he feels like at her contact, he will develop his own creativity. Mm-hmm. Then you have another show where you see a large scale of mm-hmm. of the artistry. There is stand-up comedy. There is choreography, lip-sync, many things.
Even catwalk.
Yeah, right.
So every time I had to write those scenes, I tried to find a way to make them unexpected. Mm-hmm. And then we worked all together on the choreography.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
Like
it was a team building work for sure, and it was important for I guess for us that we would feel connected to the numbers and to the moments of that we were creating, and I think that's what was that was amazing, and that we could work so well together for that.
And when Baptiste has to dance, you have to create also your own choreography. It's the part I love because you really
so scared. Okay, let's talk about this. So what's your own dance creation part?
I was scared, and Florent just told me, try this. I said, no, this is ridiculous. No, just trust me, and let's try it. I tried. Then I saw one move on the internet. I said, okay, if I'm on the ground, I might try this. And I did the move.
And they kept it. You can't say the name of the
wet-ass pussy move.
So just be truthful to your director, and he knows where he's going, and it's hard to make a film, it's hard to have a lead in a film, it's hard to make a film, it's hard to watch a film, so we all have to trust each other, and the film is to me is about trust and about love, and it's the same thing. To build a film, you have to trust each other. It was difficult because I have my manner of doing things, he has his manners, your manners, but
of course
ultimately we just make a film. It's not about you, it's not about it's just about the film.
And you know what, I think that even there's everything about it, the movie I think is about acceptance of your own feelings and your path and the ways they can go as well, so mm-hmm. and I think it works as the same way as a team. Yeah, I mean, we have to be just accepting of working with other people and working with other, you know, other personalities, and so it's all
trusting.
Yeah, and trusting roles, and just letting go, letting go. And I think it's about that as well. The movie, it's just like letting go of all your the social structures that can you know just stop you from just being who you are.
Yeah, I mean, yes, meeting yourself.
Through
love. Stop thinking that much and just do
and do what you want with it. At least jump.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit cheesy, but it's right. It's totally...
I have a quote from Anthony Hopkins, and I had it for the film. Uh-huh. And he said, be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. And I really think that Baptiste knows this quote, and be bold and the universe is going to answer you.
And just fail. Learn how to fail and jump back. No, exactly. And that's what we talk about as well in the movie. It's just like... A success is just a succession of failures and rebounds, literally. So, and it works for everything in life.
Well, guys, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Talking to Florent Guélou, Pablo Poli.
Yeah!
And Romain Eck from the film Three Nights a Week here in Venice at the Critics Week. Thank you very much for being with us. I'm Angela Cherby from Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.